Hello, welcome to the Dear Writer podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ashley. We're two aspiring collaborative authors sharing our writing journey with you, the ups, the downs, and everything in between.
Whether you're just starting out or a more experienced writer, we hope that you'll find this podcast inspiring and thought-provoking. And here's the show.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Dear Writer. Today we are recording episode 155 and it is another one of our craft episodes.
Yes, and today we're going to be talking all about romance and how to include it in your novels. So not writing a romance novel, but how to include romance in your non-romance. I've said romance a lot. In your non-romance novels.
I feel like we're
going to
continue with that trend over these next two episodes. Well, these next two craft episodes, I should say. Yes.
But before we get started in our main discussion, let's have a bit of a writing update. So, Sarah, how's your writing been over the past couple weeks?
So I've had some success and then some, like, not so much. I finished my Dylan chapter. So that was chapter nine. Well, now nine, because we ended up splitting one into two. And along with that, we got some feedback from the writing critique group that I've now joined again. So I had like the first chapter of our third book critiqued, and it was really helpful. I feel like people mainly like commented on a few things, and then like one of the people in the critique group was a little bit more like heavy-handed with their comments, but it was kind of helpful from the perspective that at first it looked like the comments were contradictory, and I was like, well, how do I even like please everyone there? But then I started to realize that actually fixing the stuff that this other person had said would solve the issues that everyone else had. So I was like, oh, okay, actually I just need to take like an axe to this. So I did some rather big changes, and I think it is so much better, that first
it's
chapter
way
one.
Better.
Yeah,
and it's like one of those ones where you read it and you at the I don't know, the first version, you don't realize how much it could have like could be improved. Like you read it, it's like, oh yeah, this is good. Then you see the improved version, you're like, oh no, this is much better.
Yeah, so pretty pleased with that. And then I also began writing the next Lizzie chapter, which is chapter 11, and kind of got a bit stuck because by this point I'm a little bit ahead of Ashley, and that's a little bit of the problem, but there's also other issues with the chapter that was causing me difficulties. So then I was like, you know what, I'm not going to continue with this chapter at the moment. I'm just going to like wait and then come back to it. So then I looked at the next chapter, which was a Tumati chapter, chapter 13 of my chapters. And that one has been easier, but I've still run into complications because every chapter in this book is terrible. So there's nothing easy about it, but I'm getting there. So that's kind of where I'm at, is like trying to plug away at these couple of chapters that aren't really super easy.
Yeah.
They're almost in that, like, you know when you get to a point where you're like, okay, some chapters need to be totally rewritten, and they're hard because they need to be rewritten, but you rewrite them, you're like, oh, it's so much better. And then you get to these like middle chapters, which are like, parts of them are okay and other parts are terrible. And then you're like, what do I keep? What do I get rid of? And it's almost a bit muddly. And you're kind of like, well, I don't know how to fix this. It's not terrible, so I probably should keep it. But I kind of feel like that's where I'm beginning to get to, the part in the book that it's not like as awful. But
this is true. Yeah. The secondish part two is the awkward middle ground. I think part three is where it's better. But
exactly,
part two is the middle ground. Part one was the rewrite. Oh dear.
Exactly. So I'm in the middle ground, and I don't like the middle ground.
That's fair enough.
Middle ground is tricky. How are you going, Ashley?
I'm going okay. So I also did a fairly large rewrite. I think last time I was working on my Aaron chapter, I got almost to the end and then sent it to the critique group and then rewrote it almost entirely a second time after some feedback about running was the
Too much running.
too much running. And I went, you know what? They've been running for three chapters. I get it. But it wasn't as straightforward a change because it meant a lot of logistics planning, I guess you'd say, a lot of Google Map studying and things, trying to work out a way that they don't have to run the whole way or more can break up the running. There's a lot of paddocks.
Yeah, and something that you can like focus on and then just like
Yes.
have the rest running part like assumed slash condensed down to
Yes.
we ran across the field. I don't
Yes, basically. So I
know.
managed to sort that part out. And then the end of it got really complicated because we changed Aaron's backstory and a lot of his motivations, which made the second half of what we originally had redundant. But then also, if I tried to include all of that in the new one, it would end up being like 6 or 7,000 words. It was just too long. So I decided just to stop basically where it was, see what I could fit into the next Levi chapter, and then go from there. So it's mostly done enough for it to be like usable for now in the book. Probably
Yeah.
needs some more editing and some more stuff added in there later. But I was like, we'll just wait and see basically what is actually required before I waste time and more time on it, because that chapter took forever and I was thoroughly over Aaron at this point. So I've started my Levi chapter, which has gone a lot better. It's terrible. The whole chapter needs to be rewritten. I think there's like maybe a small section that I can keep, except it needs to be edited because the conversation is like super cringy, but that's okay. But the rest of it, I was reading through it, the first read through, and I was like, what needs to be changed? And I got to the end and I was like, all of it. It's just, it's so cringy, but it's all right. I'm about almost 800 words through it now. I kind of
That's
just
good.
decided to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that will be the beginning, but it's been
A start.
started. So
Yeah,
it's good. So that's been, I think it's just because it's not Aaron. It's been a relief. I also went to Ages of Pages last weekend, which was a book fair for authors, which was really fun. Got to sell some of our books, chat to lots of readers and other authors, which was very fun. I'd never done like a book fair before, so that was very exciting. It's a bit odd having to sell your book, I don't know, like verbally to someone.
Yes, it's good practice
Yeah, it was just sort of
of a kind.
something different. Yeah. But no, I think I learned quite a few things. Like, you know, people really like our blurb and people really like the opening of it, first page or so, because a lot of people would read the blurb and go, oh, that's exciting, and then read the first page and be like, oh, that's interesting. So that was good. It was like interesting watching the like reaction in real time.
Yes, I can
Yeah.
imagine it would be.
Yeah, and you're like, it's a bit weird. You're like, do I like say anything? Or like just stand here quietly?
I feel like, especially, you know, when it's happened in the past with family and stuff, you always like feel the need to preface it. Like,
Yeah.
would just so you know, like, it's not quite like, I don't know,
Yeah.
it's for teens, so you might not like, I don't know. I always feel the need to try and like be like, defend it before it gets like ripped apart
Yeah.
or like warn people or something.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I was able to, I mostly stayed quiet unless they asked me something.
Yeah,
I
I think
was
that's a
like,
good way
I
to
don't know
go.
what to do, but this is like, it's just a bit awkward because, you know, it takes people a while to read, so there's a lot of silence while they're standing there.
Yeah, comfortable with silence
Yep.
because you don't need people to be, they can make up their own minds, I think.
Exactly. Some interesting comments, not necessarily about our book. We had this one quite elderly man. I would say like 70 or 80, and he came up to the stall. I was like, oh, this is actually
This is young adult fiction. I don't know if that's something you're interested in reading. He's like, it's all I read these days. The adult stuff is too raunchy. It was
Which
funny.
that leads quite well into our topic,
It does. It really does.
which we should continue on with.
Yes. So, carrying on from that, as we said earlier, our main discussion today is all about romance. And I thought the first thing we could talk about is whether you have to include romance at all in your non-romance novel. Obviously, if you're writing romance, that's a totally different thing. But for those of us who aren't, do you have to have a romance in your book, Sarah?
So I feel like that's a really interesting question. And I'm going to say that no, you don't have to, strictly speaking, but humans are social creatures, and usually some amount of romance, even just a hint of it, I think helps keep readers interested and the plot alive. Like I was thinking, actually, I've been watching the Jack Reacher series lately,
Oh yes,
but
so good.
even books like Leigh Child's Jack Reacher series has romance scattered through its pages. Not a lot, it's not like, it's definitely not a focus at all, but there's some there. And even despite his main character, like, never really progressing and forming a traditional character arc, it is still there. So I think, like, when you consider that, like, a super action-y, like, book with like a character that like never changes still has romance in it, then I feel like that's a good indication that like it does help most books no matter what it is. Actually, I do remember like the Dan Brown, like Da Vinci Code and stuff. I
Oh,
don't
yes.
think they had very much. They had like a really like hint of like maybe that like
He
never
kind of likes the
eventuated.
girl, though, doesn't he? Like, they've
He
got
kind
like
of
a
likes a
little bit
girl. It
of
was like a
a.
maybe thing that never
Okay.
really eventuated
Yeah, but
or
there's
something.
always a, like, I think they like, they flirt a little bit, don't they? From what I
They do a
remember.
little bit. Yeah. But so like you can get away with like minimal, but I feel like you'd be hard pressed to find a book completely without it.
I thought something similar. I wrote, technically, no, you don't have to. There's no one forcing you to do anything in your writing. And I guess it depends on the story you're trying to tell and the characters in it, whether it's, I guess, appropriate. But I have said, in saying that, there are degrees of romance that you can have. So, like, kind of like what we were saying just before, Sarah, you don't have to
Yeah.
have like full on like intimate romance scenes or, full blown like relationship dramas. You can have just little like little teasers, little tasters, little tiny bits, little moments and stuff, rather than having to go full blown into the romance. So, I think you're right. I don't think I've ever read a book that doesn't have a little bit of it in there.
I can think of one genre that you might not have any romance in, which would be children's fiction.
Oh,
If you're writing children's fiction, well, you might not have any romance in it, but
yes. Yet.
that's about like the only genre I can think of.
Yeah. Thinking of TJ's happy puppy, angry tiger book, no romance in that. A lot of emotions, no romance. All right. So the next question I thought we could talk about is how do you decide if you want to include romance or not?
I think it's something that often naturally occurs and you might not consciously decide it. But if, sorry, I kind of took this question from like a really, a little bit of a point of like not really whether you would include it or not, because we've kind of covered that you probably do want to, but like how to include it
Yeah,
and like
that's fine.
where, like, yeah, how you might think about what type of romance to kind of include into it, and what degree. And is that I think you really just need to ask yourself questions and consider your character's development and how the relationship might affect the plot of your book. Like, And especially like rather than thinking about like whether to include romance generally or not, like whether you're gonna include a specific romance, you know, like ask yourself, will the relationship cause the character to change or maybe discover a hidden part of themselves that they hadn't known before? How is this romance going to challenge your character? How are the consequences of that romance going to affect your character's decisions and therefore affect what happens in the overall plot as well? So that might be some questions that you might ask, whether to include a romance for a particular character or how in-depth or intense romance you might include, or whether to keep it more superficial so that it doesn't sway the entire development of your plot. Yeah.
I kind of talked about thinking about the genre you're writing in first and how other books have tackled romance in your genre. So there's a lot of genres, so I'm trying to be very generic here. and then consider your audience, like the people that are reading your book. Is it going to be something they want to read? And I think in many genres, and for many readers, the answer is yes, even if they don't know that they want to read it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they'd notice it if it wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then, like Sarah mentioned, thinking about your characters and whether what relationships will affect which characters and how they'll affect them, and how it changes their motives and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then finally, I thought maybe like thinking about yourself, like, how comfortable are you writing romance? And do you want it in there? Because I feel like if it's something you don't really want to include, forcing yourself to include it might hinder you more than help you if you're not comfortable and kind of know what you want in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something to remember that it's okay that like you're the author. So if you don't want to have it in there, you don't have to put it in there if you don't want to. And same the other way around. If it's something you want to put in there, why not?
Exactly. Yeah.
So how do we think romance can enhance our novels and our stories? And are there any instances where it can detract from it a little bit? Sarah?
So, you know, even as we were talking before, even in the most action-packed novels, readers need downtime where they can pause to catch a breath or a bit of humor to lighten some really intense scenes. And I think romance can work really well for that. Because if you have two characters who are interested in each other, the simmering tension from the relationship can be another factor to carry the reader when the pace of the novel slows down a bit. And also some banter between two characters who are attracted to each other can really brighten the heaviness of serious topics. I also think that it's just generally fun to read. You know, as I said before, humans are very social creatures, so I would say that most readers actually expect a certain degree of romance. Like, and like Ashley was saying, without it, they would notice and the book would feel a little bit flat. But then, if you look at the other side of things, too much romance can detract from your novel if it's not the primary genre. You know, getting too wound up in your character's romances can interfere with the overall plot. And that's when I say the romance becomes a problem, because your overall plot still has to be clear and the romance has to fit in and enhance the plot rather than the other way around. You know, if you find that your book is all about the romance, then I would suggest rethinking your plot and possibly changing genres to romance. And so that's kind of my take on it. Ashley?
So I feel like a well thought out and well written romance can really do a lot for your story. I think a lot about the books that I've enjoyed reading along the way. So even the love triangles and dramas in the Tomorrow series, which isn't a romance series. It's very much YA exciting dystopian.
Action.
Action, I was going to say. And even though like in that series, most of the time you're like hanging on to the edge of your seat because of the action. On the side, you're also like, but Lee, though. that's happening. What's happening with that? Like, I kind of need to know the answer. And I feel like that adds a really good dynamic. And I was also thinking, like, you mentioned Lee Child. I was thinking about Clive Cussler's books and the Dirk Pitt ones. So obviously, the primary genre is not romance, but Dirk Pitt does have, and I've classified it as an on again off again, very much on again relationship that goes through the whole series. And I think that really adds a human side to Dirk Pitt, who could otherwise come across a bit, I don't know, macho-y.
That's probably what why they've done it with like Jack Reacher too.
Yeah,
Because I
so
haven't, I've maybe read like a couple Clive Cussler books. Of, mind you, I haven't really read that many Jack Reacher ones either. But having watched the series recently, I'm like, if he didn't have any of that romance, he would be just like
yeah.
a machine.
Yes, he would be. I think the romance definitely helps in the Reacher series for sure. But anyways, I think it can really help break up a lot of the, like you said, a lot of the some of the action and the, like, giving you a breath, like you said, Sarah. I think on the other side, on the flip side, if you've got token romances or romances that are in there and I can't really see the reason why, that's when they kind of detract from the story. Like, they're just there because they want them there, if that makes any sense. You're kind of like, if this wasn't here, I wouldn't care. So why is it here, kind of thing.
Yeah,
I
so it hasn't
also,
been integrated into the main plot.
yeah, I also don't like them when they have like excessive intimacy scenes. Like, sometimes they suit some books, and then other ones I'm like, why is this here? Like, I don't need this. This doesn't actually show me anything about the character. Like, this is
You're
just
like,
there
yawn,
because,
skip the page.
yeah, I'm like, I don't need this. Like, this isn't actually adding anything. It's kind of just making me go, ugh, like, I didn't need that. But other times I'm like, yes, I'm here for it. So it all depends. Alrighty. So, kind of deep diving a little bit more. How specifically can you use romance to enhance the conflict or the characters in your story, Sarah?
So I'm quite cutthroat when it comes to my characters. When things go wrong for that character, I want them to really, really go wrong.
Yeah, all the way.
I like it when the inner conflict mirrors the outer conflict. And so, maybe there's this external event going on that's causing your character all sorts of problems, but then rather have the character lean into their romance for support. Because that's just boring. I think it's often more interesting and realistic to have the opposite. The outer conflict demonstrates the character's inner weaknesses and puts the character under stress. And then that stress can then be used to create tension and drive a wedge in the romantic relationship. So you probably want to repair it later, like, or maybe you don't, depends on the relationship. But after the character has learned whatever lesson in their path. But the romance is a great way to show those strengths and weaknesses in alignment with the conflict of the plot. So I kind of like it when it, they have their, like, what do you call it? I was going to say like darkest night, but there's a different term and I'm like mixing it up completely.
We'll go with Darkest Night.
Their point in the novel where they hit like the lowest of the low. And I feel like that's a good point when their relationship should also hit the lowest of the low. And then they have like their like shining moment and then things start to get better with both the plot, like the outer plot and the relationship and the internal like thoughts and feelings.
Sounds like darkness set us
Yeah.
free at the moment.
It does follow a very specific arc, I feel like, that book. But yes, so that's kind of how I see it enhancing the conflict of the plot is kind of like alongside it and just kind of mirroring it. It's like, I guess it doesn't have to, but that's the kind of tone that I enjoy anyways.
I've gone for a little bit more generic. So I've said having someone that your main character, or main characters really cares for, I think makes them care about what happens in the plot more. So you can use these relationships to expose or, I guess, showcase some of your characters' strengths and weaknesses, and also showing like lots of what they want and what they need as well. So you can use it to help bring out a lot of your the character's characteristics. We'll just go with that. I feel like it also improves the tension in relation to the conflict, because when you ha add these like relationships in, suddenly your characters have more at stake as well, which can really help with that. And I also kind of like you think that it adds another pathway for, I guess, a story for your character. So like running alongside the main plot, sometimes interwoven, sometimes not, depending what your story's like. And I like that that gives you more opportunities for things to happen, side plots, as well as really good like character development moments. So I think that they can romance can really help in that area.
Okay, so our final question is, in our opinion, what makes a good relationship slash romance in a novel? So, Sarah?
So, mine's it like, I feel like I've written this in my notes, almost like a summary. Like, you know, when you're like writing an essay and you write like a conclusion, you're like, in conclusion. Okay, so here we go. A good relationship slash romance is one that really challenges the character to grow, and overcome the obstacles set before them. It's one that provides a spark to the novel and some life, even when the plot slows down and keeps your readers turning pages. It doesn't take over the plot, but instead fits into the plot and throws curveballs when you least expect it.
It does sound like a conclusion. It's the opposite to what I've written. Well, style to how I've written it. So that's a very good conclusion and summary of,
I know, right?
especially from an author's perspective, of like a good relationship in a novel, supporting the plot, supporting character development.
Succinct to the point. Here you go, guys. Okay, Ashley, what was your non-conclusion?
Mindset, I've written a realistic one. Written ones
You're like, to
where,
be continued.
yeah, no, I will. No, I like ones that feel natural and that is like a natural progression of where things would go. I hate ones that are forced, and I hate ones that are like weirdly fantasized, and you're like, this would never happen. Like, it frustrates me. I guess this kind of segues into, I like relationships where the characters don't have it too easy and they need to overcome certain obstacles just to be together. So that's in like a general description of the types of romances I like in books, at least to read and to write as well, because I enjoy conflict between my characters and their relationship. So not that I like making them suffer, but I like them having a little bit of a hard time. And
Yeah,
it
me
sounds
too.
mean, but it's a
Well,
little bit enjoyable.
can't have the ups without the downs. And
Exactly.
I feel like we're gonna go into that a little bit more next craft episode. So in 2 weeks,
Yes,
no,
yes.
a month, sorry.
A month, yeah.
Yep. I did want to say though, it kind of you saying about like how one set developed naturally. It just made me think, and I feel like we have to bring this up at some point about like one of the reviews that we got. Which
Yeah.
still makes me laugh. Like, so we had this review. It was, I don't know, I think it was a 3-star review. So it wasn't like an awful review or anything, like from in terms of like stars anyways. The person was quite, they were quite upset that we hadn't included any sex in our novel.
Yeah.
And, I was kind of
Quite
like,
upset about it.
they were quite upset about it. Like you could reading between the lines, you're like, this is really where they had the issue is that there was no sex.
Yes.
And it was just funny to me because I was like, well, number one, it's like a teen fiction and it was a clearly adult person. So I was like, if you want like a more raunchy novel, like maybe don't go to teen fiction.
Yes.
I mean, like, not saying that it can't exist in teen fiction, but like it's not
Yeah.
necessarily on the agenda.
Yeah.
I was also like, number two, not every teenager like jumps into bed with every other teenager,
Exactly.
despite what some people might think. So, like, so your point about like characters' relationships developing naturally
Yep.
also goes for like over time. Like, you don't need to have them like suddenly like leap into bed because like, oh my God, the world's ending.
Actually, I'll add to that. So a couple of the books I sold at Ages of Pages were to parents of teenagers, and they ex like specifically asked me like how graphic the romance was, basically, and what happens, because they didn't want their teenagers reading like certain topics, which made sense. And they were very happy when I was like, oh, there's relationships, but like there's no sex. And they're like, okay. The person who was unhappy about it clearly wanted something that not all young adult fiction will provide them.
It still makes me laugh, that particular review. It's like,
I read it to James and he thought it was hilarious. He had a lot of comments about it.
I had lots of comments and I almost was tempted to like comment back, but I was like,
No,
no.
it's not worth it.
But obviously, like, I'm not a person that I think it's not great to like comment on comments that you receive like as reviews. So I'm like, any other reader will read this and will laugh.
Yes.
Like readers that you want to hang around at least.
Yep, for sure. With that, let's wrap up this week's episode.
Yes, so there are still some spots left on our author spotlight section. So if you would like to apply, please go to lindersoncreations.com, hover your mouse over the podcast tab in the main menu, and you will find a drop down to be featured on Dear Writer.
And next time on Dear Writer, it is another one of our author spotlight sections. So we look forward to chatting with another author about their journey and about their books.
If you'd like to know more about us and our writing projects, visit us at lindersoncreations.com or contact us on Facebook or Instagram under the handle Linderson Creations.
And if you enjoy the show, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. Tell your friends about us, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Happy writing, everyone.